At least for now, Governor Charlie Baker is joining over two dozen other governors who are asking the federal government to stop resettling Syrian refugees in their states following the terror attacks in Paris. But Governor Baker says he is willing to reconsider after gathering more information about how the refugees are vetted. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Governor Baker says his first priority is the safety and security of the people of Massachusetts. And he says he would not take in Syrian refugees at this point.
No, I'm not interested in accepting refugees from Syria. I would need to know a lot more than I know now before I would agree to do anything.
Baker joined several other Republican governors and New Hampshire's Democratic governor, Maggie Hassan, in opposing further resettlement of Syrian refugees in their states for now. Congressman Bill Keating, a Democrat who serves on the House Committee on Homeland Security, agrees with Baker.
He was actually hitting the pause button to really find more information from the federal government just how these people coming in will be vetted. And that's the same question we asked within the last 2 weeks in Homeland Security of our national security head. So he's only asking for what we ask for ourselves.
And Congressman Stephen Lynch, the ranking Democrat on the Subcommittee on National Security in the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, agrees with Baker as well.
I think it's appropriate for us to reassess what we're trying to do, and also the ability and the need to vet candidates for admission to this country.
Lynch does add that he thinks the United States can vet 10,000 safe bets among all the refugees fleeing Syria. Baker's remarks disappointed some people gathered at a lunch celebrating immigrants at the Statehouse. Sarah Chapel Sokol, Director of Education and Inclusion at the Irish International Immigrant Center, says the Paris attacks should not stop Syrian refugees from being welcomed.
People are escaping violence and we need to provide a refuge. That's why we're here. That's what we've always been here for.
The lunch was organized by the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. Its executive director is Ava Malona.
Security issues are, you know, issues of concerns for all of us, and we want what's best for our Commonwealth. But I think there is a way to welcome and the way to really go through the security checks to make sure that everybody is secure and there are no others to do us harm.
That's what Amira El Amri hopes. She and her family left a comfortable life in Damascus and are hoping to be granted asylum in the United States.
We are Syrian asylum seekers from Syria. We came here 2 years ago, and we're still waiting to get our papers.
El Amri and her family are not refugees. Refugees are vetted in a third country by the U.S. government before they're allowed to come here. El Amri's family flew to the U.S. on vacation and asked for asylum. She and her husband have work permits, and they are living in Watertown and working, she as a teacher, he as a travel agent. But they are waiting to open a business until they know that they can stay here.
Not all Syrians are terrorists, so this is the first thing that everybody should know. Syrians are not ISIS, because ISIS is totally different from what is Islam. So we totally understand that there should be background check, but also it should be more understanding of like family situations.
It's not clear that governors can keep refugees out. A State Department spokesman says it has to work with governors, but the department's lawyers are looking at whether governors have the authority to refuse refugees. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.